Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. During the Winter Olympics in South Korea, fans flocked to the cross-country skiing center to witness athletes compete and grab the first Olympic medals in the Pyeongchang Olympics. One woman came from Norway to support her country's team.
Surely we hope for gold and silver and bronze, of course, but you never know. But gold, yeah.
The 2018 Winter Olympics officially began Friday when a parade of athletes, including those from North and South Korea, marched together behind a Korean unification flag. South Korean President Moon Jae-in met this Saturday with the North Korean delegation and President Kim's sister, Kim Yo-jong, and passed along an invitation to Mr. Moon to come to North Korea at his earliest convenience. The Court of Arbitration for Sport, which is the highest judicial body in the world for athletes, has decided to dismiss 47 appeals from Russian athletes and coaches, allowing them to officially represent Moscow at the Winter Olympics. Matthew Reeb is the Secretary General of the Arbitration Court.
The CAS arbitrators have considered that the process created by the IOC to establish an invitation list of Russian athletes to compete as Olympic athletes from Russia could not be described as a sanction, but rather as an eligibility decision.
The Russians had appealed their exclusion from the Games by the International Olympic Committee over the 2014 Olympic Games doping scandal. Syria has responded to what it calls new Israeli aggression following an earlier Israeli raid in the center of the country. Israel says it shot down an Iranian drone that was launched from Syria after it entered Israeli territory. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump has blocked the release of a Democratic rebuttal to a Republican memo alleging FBI abuses of power during a probe into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. The president last week authorized the release of the Republican version of the memo. The United States is ramping up pressure on regional and local Islamic State operatives and facilitators, part of an effort to shut down the terror group's global financial lifeline. The U.S. Treasury Department Friday announced sanctions against a series of individuals and companies from Somalia, Turkey, and the Philippines, describing the moves as part of a larger campaign targeting networks that helped give the terror group access to money, weapons, and even drones. At least one of the individuals is already in custody. Treasury officials also sanctioned two businessmen, one from Turkey, one from Somalia. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson will press Turkey to release Americans detained by Ankara and urge the NATO ally to show restraint in military operations in northern Syria. Turkey is a second stop of Tillerson's five-nation visit to the Middle East next week. Following a visit to Jordan, he will also meet with senior officials from Lebanon, Egypt, and Kuwait. The top U.S. diplomat's visit to Ankara comes amid escalation tensions between the two NATO allies over a series of disagreements, including human rights cases and the Syria crisis. President Trump has signed a bipartisan budget bill, ending a brief U.S. government shutdown and adding hundreds of billions of dollars in spending on disaster aid, the military, and domestic programs. One of the domestic programs supported by Democrats not included in the spending bill is the DACA program. It provides help for more than 1 million illegal immigrants who were brought as children to the U.S. by their parents. Catherine Gibson is VOA's congressional correspondent.
This is something that Democrats have been pushing on for 6 months now, and you may remember that they actually shut down the government for one day back in January over this issue. But when push came to shove at the last moment, enough Democrats voted in the U.S. House of Representatives to pass this and overcome some of the more conservative Republican objections to this increase in spending.
White House officials said the lack of signing ceremony Friday indicated President Trump's displeasure with the last-minute additions that will further add to the government's deficit. The White House has confirmed a second staff member, speechwriter David Sorensen, has resigned over domestic abuse allegations against him by his former wife. It came 2 days after White House Staff Secretary Rob Porter stepped down amid accusations. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.